no music is easy. Even the simple songs can be really hard.
The Decemberists' last album, The Hazards of Love, was a pretty complicated affair, an otherworldly, ambitious 17-song rock opera. On their latest, The King is Dead, the band members were looking to make something a little more stripped down. But that doesn't mean making the album was easy. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. The Decemberists are known for a lot of things: their literate lyrics, their theatricality, and for somehow sounding accessible even when they're singing about child monarchs and ancient Irish poems. But they've never been known for their simplicity, and that's something that frontman and songwriter Colin Molloy looked to change on The King is Dead. So when they started thinking about this album, they decided to make an effort to keep the songs not too epic in subject matter or in sound. And they decided to do the recording someplace that was pretty quiet, too, in a farmhouse in rural Portland. Before the album's release, Colin Molloy stopped by Studio A to talk with me about the project, and he told me a little about those decisions.
Having done a few records in studios, I think we wanted to be able to kind of create our own environment and just rent a space. And anymore, it's so easy, relatively easy, to go anywhere. You know, stuff tends to be pretty portable.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found this barn. These really sweet people own this farm, Pendarvis Farm, and they had a vacant barn that we could use and let us move in. It was just nice being out there, and you know, if you wanted to take a break, you just go out into the back field, had this gorgeous view of Mount Hood.
Wow.
And it was really nice. It rained on us a lot. It was a really rainy May. So that was kind of rough. There was no heat in the barn or indoor plumbing, so anytime, you know, a trip to the bathroom involved putting your wellies on and walking out into the mud to the outhouse. So it wasn't luxurious by any stretch, but it had a lot of spirit in that place.
Here's a hymn to welcome in the day, heralding a summer's early sway, and all the bulbs all coming in to begin the thrush's bleeding battle with the wrens. Disrupts my reverie again, pegging clothing on the line, training Jasmine how to vine up the arbor to your door, and more. Standing on the landing with the war you shouldered all the night before.
There's a few of the songs on this record that have been around since before The Hazards of Love, that I was tinkering with while I was writing the music for Hazards of Love, but wouldn't obviously fit because of the theme behind that record.
Right.
So they've been kind of waiting on deck a little bit, and we played them out a few times just to kind of mess around with them, and I knew that I eventually wanted to get back to them. And they all seemed to be of this kind of quieter, prettier variety. And once we got done with the Hazards tour, I just got back to writing and found myself kind of falling into that vein again pretty easily.
See this ancient river bend, see where all my follies led. Down by the water, down by the old main drag. I was just some choed teen, feeling round for fingers to get in between. Down by the water, down by the old main drag. The season rubs me wrong. The summer swells anon. So knock me down and tear me up, but I would bear it all broken just to fill my cup.
Colin Molloy, live with Down by the Water and June Hymn. Today's Take 5, produced by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.